I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have on the show Joel Black, who's the Managing Director over at L7 Creative. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me. Love the podcast.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at L7 Creative and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in business and in your career?
Great. So, yeah, I'll take this all the way back to grade school. I mean, we have 15 minutes, right? So I started in tech all the way back. I can remember third or fourth grade, and I love tech. I would write little silly programs, question and answer type programs, and I just could write code better than I could write English. And that followed me all through school, even though I always wanted to be a doctor. I found out in high school that I wasn't that great at chemistry. So I had to figure out something else to do. So I transitioned out of high school into business school. And what happened is I just fell in love with business. All of the details that go into running a business, to growing a business, to all of the challenges that you face every day, and the successes and the failures, and all of those things that go into business just made it so exciting. So,
oh man.
Yeah, it's still something that passion that stays with me until this day. I still love business and all of the things that go into it. But when I came out of college, I was offered a position in healthcare technology, back to my technology roots, for a large organization. So I took that, got some really great experience. At the same time, I met my wife, and she worked in a large company in marketing. And so we would always have these conversations that, you know, I don't like working for this large organization. I don't like this corporate atmosphere. We want something fun. We want to do something where we control the experience for the employees. We control the experience for the customers. And, you know, we can make a difference instead of just coming to work every day and just, you know, being a number in a large organization. So those dinner table conversations kind of turned into the outline of a business plan for a kind of an outsourced marketing and technology company. And what we did, we put together a PowerPoint, and we went to the company that she worked for that was going through some changes. They were going through some growth stages, and they were trying to figure out, how do we hire people to come into our marketing department and support us and help us grow? And we pitched this to them. You know, we will be your outsourced marketing department. We'll be the scalable source for a fraction of the cost. And we had zero expectation that they would ever go for it. But they loved the idea. They signed off on the contract that we presented to them. So we had our first customer, a very large customer, but what we didn't have was a business. So we basically had to figure out, how do we run a business now? So I think they kind of call that, the technical term might be, fake it till you make it. So that's what we did. We faked it until we made it. We went out, we got office space, we hired people, we brought on the accounting and the payroll software, we built processes. We hired the right talent. We invested in the technology, and we put in all of these marketing processes and marketing plans and executed on that for this company. And what happened is people from that company, they would leave and they would go to a similar company. And then they would call us back and they would say, hey, you know what you were doing for these guys? We want you to come in and do that for us. And that kept happening over and over and over. We kept providing You know, great customer service, personal customer service. And we just kept growing until one day a company out of Florida, an ISP, that wanted to bring on a line of business for their small business customers. They were moving to Atlanta, so they approached us through a networking event that we were at and said, hey, we see what you're doing. You're getting all these awards and recognitions. You're doing exactly what we want to bring on. So they approached us and made us an offer for an acquisition. And again, we had zero expectation of anything going through. But we kept putting one foot in front of the other. We kept talking to these guys. And eventually it went through, and it basically put me out of a job. So I wasn't ready to be out of a job. I wasn't ready to be done. I had this passion for business and marketing, and I didn't want marketing to leave me behind because it changes so fast. And I knew that if I was out for any amount of time, I wouldn't be able to keep up. So I searched the country, looked for another organization that did what I loved, and that was marketing and advertising along with tech, and a company that was trying to combine those into one. And I found that out here in California at L7 Creative, and that's where I'm at now.
I love your story. And I think, you know, there's some younger entrepreneurs or, you know, people that are just getting started in marketing and they're thinking about going that route and making it as a career. And like, as you mentioned, you know, marketing changes so fast. So what kind of advice would you give to that new either entrepreneur or maybe college grad that's thinking about pursuing a career in marketing in the present day scenario, of course, with you having the benefit of hindsight and all your experience?
Yeah, I made a ton of mistakes along the way. So if there's a mistake to be made, I probably made it. But that's how you grow, and that's how that's how you keep progressing in the career, in your career. And so I would say, one, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I mean, that's how some of the greatest things are learned, is making those mistakes, coming up with a solution to overcome that, and then replicating that over and over for other people. And I would also say, visualize. This is something that I've always done throughout my career. I visualize the end game. So with my company in the past, kind of visualized every single detail of what it looked like at the end of my relationship with the company, from everything from what the employees did, from what, when I walked out of the door in my office, what it looked like, who did I talk to, what were people doing, you know, everything from, it might, one person might be getting on their electric bike to ride down the street to the to get food for lunch. Like every single detail, I visualized it. I shared that with everybody that was around me. And I tried to get, I tried to paint a picture of what it looked like so everyone could get on the same page and work toward that same picture. And that's one of the things that worked out for me.
That's awesome. I love that advice. And I think that's a, you know, kind of a great transition here. Let's get a little bit more into what you're doing at L7 Creative. So first, tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
Excellent. Thank you. So L7 Creative is a big brand agency. They have a great portfolio of some big clients. It's a kind of top-down agency is the best that I can explain it, whereas every person, company, organization that comes in here, we start with a strategy, and from there, we'll figure out all the different all the different pieces that it will take to bring that vision to life, whatever the end game is for that. So why I wanted to join L7 Creative is the idea was to take all that experience, all that knowledge of working with big brands, the things that have worked for them, and to build out packages for small business. And so we launched this another line of L7 Creative called L7 Advertising. And this takes all that big brand experience, all those marketing strategies that we've done in the past, everything that's worked, And we package that down into an affordable solution for a small business, mainly these organizations and companies that are 50 employees or less. And a lot of these companies, they don't even have any kind of CRM, any kind of marketing automation. They are keeping up with things in Excel files. They have no online presence. And so these packages, we've been able to transform these businesses by allowing them to have these omni-channel marketing and advertising campaigns, CRMs, marketing automation platforms, a web presence, and package these things into a process that we can integrate with them and really within a 3-week period have them going from Excel files to these major lead generation ecosystems with marketing automation built in. And that's been pretty exciting to watch these small businesses grow.
I love that thought process, because I find a lot of, you know, we're enterprise type agencies that are working with, you know, large companies. Typically, these small business owners don't normally get the benefit of the experience on those, because it's not scalable and it's hard. Margins wise, a lot of money goes into obviously what you put into for a huge company. So for a small business to be able to get the same type of attention in terms of the creative and what's being created and strategies and to benefit from that, I mean, that's absolutely amazing. I love it. So Joel, if somebody's listening to this and they fit in either of those categories, so we have decision makers that are representing large companies and maybe more interested in talking about L7 creative, then we got listeners that fall into that smaller business category that may be more appropriate for L7 advertising. For either of those channels, what's the best way for them to reach out if they want to connect?
Yeah, so the best way to explain this and to propose this is if you're a larger company and you need some strategy and you need a marketing strategy and you need to almost like a marketing consultant and then someone to execute all the pieces, that's a perfect fit for L7 Creative, and you can just come right into l7creative.com. If you're a smaller business, 50 employees or less, you need a turnkey solution. You need to generate some leads so your salespeople can talk and you can sell deals, and you want to go through this digital transformation with us. You need someone to lead you through it. Go to l7advertising.com.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Joel, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on at the Apple iTunes Store. Do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Joel, thanks again for coming on the show.